Matt Bevan is here taking a look at what's making headlines around the world this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Hamish. Look, I'm going to take you to New Zealand in a moment because the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, is in a bit of strife there. But before I get to that, to Hong Kong, because there have been more protests despite a police ban. We're just over 2 weeks away from the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China, which will be celebrated with huge events across the country, including in Hong Kong. But some of the red banners put up to celebrate that event were torn down last night as protests turned violent. Police fired chemical-laced blue water and tear gas at protesters who lobbed Molotov cocktails at them outside the Hong Kong government office complex. There was a mixed crowd of hardcore protesters in black wearing masks along with families with children. And they had walked all the way from the Causeway Bay shopping belt to the central business district, about a 2 kilometre march. Some of them were waving US and British flags. Others were carrying posters. But the thing is that among those protesters were a number of men who were wielding sticks, who were dishing out beatings on some pro-democracy protesters. Some pro-police demonstrators were also beaten. It is becoming a very ugly situation, and the protests are getting more concerning every week, Hamish. And there's no sign, really, of the protests letting up as we head toward that important anniversary on the 1st of October. Elsewhere, as I say, the New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has been feeling a bit of heat.
Exactly when the Prime Minister knew is important for a bunch of reasons. Did she fail in her duty of care to staffers and volunteers? Was this supposed to be covered up? But mostly, it is now important because this is about her integrity now. It's becoming increasingly hard to believe Jacinda Ardern's version of events.
News Talk ZB radio host Heather Duplessis-Allen there on the scandal engulfing the Prime Minister, expressing a point of view shared by a number of newspaper columnists. Let me explain what's happening here. Several female volunteers for Jacinda Ardern's Labor Party have made allegations of sexual assault, harassment, bullying and intimidation against a male government staffer. The allegations began early last year with a teenage volunteer. Then a group of Labor Party members and volunteers collated a suite of allegations against this staffer and took that to senior party figures. Eventually, the investigation, an internal investigation began, which ended in July with the Labor Party president, Nigel Hayworth, exonerating the staffer. So the alleged victims and their supporters took the issue directly to the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. But the complainants were still not happy with the response, and they took it to the deputy leader of the opposition, Nationals Party, the opposition Nationals Party, Paula Bennett, who took the issue public.
Well, the facts are pretty clear from the victims' perspectives. They went to a panel that was convened by the Labor Party to hear complaints about one individual. They went there, they laid out very serious sexual assault, as well as bullying and intimidating. There was up to 12 different complainants. They did not get a fair hearing. They did not get to see their testimony. They have then spoken to numerous other people and made complaints. They have been trying everything they can to be heard in extremely traumatising circumstances, to the point where they've come to me as a National MP because they weren't getting heard from their own party.
Subsequently, the Labor Party President Nigel Hayworth, who had exonerated the staffer, resigned. He issued this statement.
I've come to the conclusion that regardless of the outcome of the appeal process into complaints about a party member, fresh leadership will be required to take forward any recommendations from that process.
Jacinda Ardern said the whole thing was unacceptable.
Upon reading that correspondence from one of the complainants, it became very clear to me that the process that they're being involved in has caused them harm. Despite the best intentions of the party, and that is not acceptable.
The situation here is difficult for Jacinda Ardern, though, and it's going to come down to whether or not she and other senior figures were aware that the allegations included sexual harassment and assault, or whether they thought it was a bullying issue. She has triggered a independent QC investigation into this, Hamish, which is expected to report relatively soon. That could be good or very, very bad for Jacinda Ardern.
Matt Bevan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.